Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
About being free, and then you come in and say, "She's free, y'all."
Yeah, she's free. She's definitely free.
Yes, yes. It's a journey. It's a journey that we thank God for the journey, because one thing we do know is that God will never leave us nor forsake us.
That's right. He will never leave you nor forsake. He promised us that.
He promised us that. He'll never leave us. How does that make you feel?
I'm glad to know that God would never leave me nor forsake me, especially all that's going on in my life.
Amen. I don't know if you ever felt like that. I know we're going to get to the topic, but I would just like to be led. Sometimes I like to do things a little bit different, kind of like Bible study, you know, different. And so, you know, I know the Bible says that, you know, God promised to never leave us nor forsake us. But have you ever just felt like, you know, God wasn't there, he wasn't hearing you?
When I didn't know God, maybe, but after I got a chance to know him, I never thought that.
After you got to know God, amen, amen. If you just have tuned into the preacher, so today is interesting. Let us welcome you. I'm just talking. I don't know what has come over me, but welcome. Why are you laughing?
Welcome.
I get off track a bit. I probably should hate all this stuff before the show. But anyway, we welcome you out to the preacher, the pastor show. I'm Tawanika Manny.
And I'm Doris, amen.
And we are the preacher.
And the pastor.
Today we're talking about what?
Inside of you.
Man, that's deep. What's inside of you?
We'll get into this topic here when the show starts. I'm excited about it.
The show has started. What's inside of you? When you hear that, what do you think about it? If somebody came up to you and said, "Man, what's inside of you?"
You know, I done heard people say that, you know, they told me what was inside of me.
They told you what was inside of you?
They told me what was inside of me, and I told them what was inside of them.
Oh, no, that sounded like that was an argument or something.
Well, we'll get into it when we get into the show.
Because, I mean, you know, they tell you what's inside of you, and apparently it's something good. You say, well, thank you. Is that what you see? But apparently they tell you something that you don't think is inside of you. You're going to tell them, let me tell you what's inside of you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we are humans, and we tend to do things like that.
Yeah, it's true.
That's something that we shouldn't do. We shouldn't be so judgmental. We shouldn't be that. You know, we are created to love one another, regardless of what we think about the person or what they think about us. We're commanded to love one another.
Yeah, we're commanded, but how often do we do what we're commanded to do? When things are heated, when you're upset, it's like, you forget all about that. We are commended. And I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about in general. People, we forget about it. We'll come back to it later and be like, you know what? I'm sorry. I love you. But at first, you know, it's like, okay, all right, let's do this, you know.
Yeah, that's surrendering. That's surrendering to your own thoughts and your own feelings.
Man, you said a lot right there. Surrendering, and that's important. Are you willing to surrender? That's are you the one that always surrender? Are you the surrender?
Of course, I'm the one that always surrender.
Really? You are not the surrender.
Tell everybody, yes, I'm the one that always surrender.
You're the one that always.
Are you free?
Again, welcome to the Free of the Pastor Show. Today we're talking about what's inside of you. Let's go ahead and dig right into what's inside of you. We may need to play another song before we get in what's inside of you. How about we give you all that today? We're doing things a little bit different. It's going to be a deep show. We're talking about what's inside of you.
Oh, yeah. I hope we pick a great song. Pick a great song for them to listen to. You know, this would be something extraordinary, something that we don't normally do. We don't play a song and then play another song. But, yeah, let's play a song.
Yes, what song should we give them today? I think... How about the song that you love, song you really like so much?
Give them my song. Okay.
Oh, that's a good, song because so many of us, whether you need healing in your body, healing, spiritual healing, mental healing, whatever it is, we need healing. The world needs to be healed. People are praying that God will heal our land, and, you know, a lot of people are going through a lot right now. And so,
you know what music does? Music has a way of causing you to be in that place where you're not worrying about anything.
Yes,
it causes you to be in that place of rest. We need to realize that gospel music, there's so much ministry that's in gospel music.
Mm.
What I can say to you is one thing, but what music and sound and the word that's inside of the music, it can say something 10 times as powerful.
That's ministry.
That's ministry. Well, sometimes, you know, when we want to be in that place, let music minister to you.
Yeah.
Especially when you're getting ready to get in the Word of God, listen to some gospel music, you know, already, you know, you usher in the Holy Spirit, and then go directly to the Word of God and watch how your situation change. I promise you that.
Amen. Just tuning into the preacher, the pastor. We'll be coming back after the music break. We're going to get you ready to just receive the message on today. We're just going to allow the Holy Spirit to move. You know, we have a topic, but we just really want to flow and just speak with all our hearts today. Is that okay with you?
Yes, that's very okay. Let the Holy Spirit lead this charge.
Amen. God bless you all. Here we go. Here we go.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition.
hand to heaven right where you are. Come on and tell them. Oh,
hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you.
Hallelujah.
I am healed. Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank
yes,
you, Lord
God.
Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes.
That song just does something to me and for me. I thank God.
Yes.
There is nothing like, you know, just when you allow the Holy Spirit to, when you usher in the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to move on you, to take over, you know, there's just,
yeah,
there's something that comes over you. There's a peace. You know, I can speak on my experience. There's a peace when the Holy Spirit comes over you. Amen. If you're just not tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show today, we're talking about what's inside of you. What's inside of you? This show is to help us to examine ourselves and to fix what's inside of us. The Bible says, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So the Bible says here in Proverbs 4:23, and we're going to go from Proverbs 4:23 to verse 27, you all, if you want to follow along with me. Again, it's Proverbs 4, chapter 4, verse 23 through 27, and we're talking about what's inside of you. What's inside of you? The Bible says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left, remove your foot from evil. So what is the Bible saying? Our heart, our feelings of love and desire dictates a great extent of how we live, because we always find time to do what we enjoy. So Solomon tells us to guard our heart above all else, making sure we concentrate on those desires that will keep us on the right path. Make sure your affections push you in the right direction. Put boundaries on your desires. Don't go after everything you see. Look straight ahead. Keep your eyes fixed on your goals, and don't get sidetracked or detoured and be led to sin. So what we were talking about today, what's inside of you, because what's inside of you will come out. Amen. Pastor, I know you over there just shaking and ready to say something. What's inside of you? As we talk about this topic, because, you know, we got the topic on yesterday when you were talking about what's inside of you, we know it will come out. It'll come out. You ain't got to say, you ain't got to do much, because if we talk enough, who you really are is going to show up. It's going to come out. What's inside of you? Glory, Pastor. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You know what? It's a good thing, you know, that you know me well. I don't know how you know I was over. My leg was, you know, shaking. I was anxious. So I guess, you know, your wife know you so well. All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, what's inside of you definitely will come out of you. Now,
yes,
I don't have to
will.
Tell anybody that I'm patient. Neither do I have to tell anybody that I'm sad or if I'm angry, or tell anybody that I'm happy. Because what ends up happening is, you know, we are human, so we are creatures that express feelings. Everybody express feelings or express emotions about what's going on in their life. And it's not a secret. It's not a secret. What's on the inside of you would definitely come out. Now, if you have been taught to wake up at a certain time every single morning and, you know, make sure that you do your personal hygiene, wash your face, brush your teeth, and comb your hair. Okay, if you've been taught that, you know, that's on the inside of you. And you would tend to do that probably every single day of your life if you was taught that. If you were taught to be on time, if you were taught to be on time for anything, if you were taught to be on time, then guess what? You would be a person that I don't have to tell you. You know, you're an on-time person. You don't have to tell somebody, you don't have to tell someone that you're an on-time person. They would just see it because you always meet appointments. If you're someone that procrastinates, then guess what? You don't have to tell me that you procrastinate. You know, that's on the inside of you just to be a procrastinator. So the reason why I'm saying these things is because whatever that you have been taught or whatever that you have learned, whether you learned it
800 years ago or you learned it 8 minutes ago. You know, that's on the inside of you because that's what you believe. Now, because of that, because of whatever is on the inside, you know, we have to live in a world where we have to live with people, and we have to be able to, I have to be able to deal with whatever it is that's inside of you, and you have to be able to deal with that's on the inside of me. So what's inside of me, I guarantee you, what I say might be a little bit different than what my wife thinks. Now, some of these things may line up together, but it's some stuff I might say that's not on the inside of me, but my wife will say something different. No, you know, this is on the inside of you because, you know, I see this from time to time. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I can't argue with it. You know, she'll be very true. She'll be very true about that. But am I humble enough to accept that, you know what, that's not criticism. That is, I'm telling you out of love that, hey, you do this when this happens, or you say this when that happens. You stress about this when you get that phone call, or every time you know that this letter comes in the mail, it always makes you have a frown on your face. You know, so these are things that's on the inside of you. Now, what should be on the inside of us is what we put inside of us every single day. Now,
yeah,
we are Christian men and women. That means that we are Christ. And because that we are Christ, and we call ourselves Christian, Christian means to be anointed or to be anointed in Christ. That the end, just like American, that means you live in America. So that means that we are in Christ. Christian, that means we're in Christ. Okay, so because that we are in Christ, Christ should be inside of us, and it should not be no confusion about it, you know. And because Christ is on the inside of us, Christ should come outside of us. And the way we know this, the way we know this is, okay, one day that we confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and the day that
mm-hmm.
we confess that Jesus Christ was our Lord and Savior, you know, that he died for all of our sins once and for all, and he was dead and buried, and then he rose from the dead and ascended back into heaven and sits on the on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. Believe in the Holy Spirit, the Church universal, communion of the saints, forgiveness of sin, resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. So now we are right there in that place where we have given our life over to Christ. We allow the Holy Spirit to live on the inside of us. The old man or the old woman is dead and gone. The sinful man and the sinful woman is dead and gone. But guess what? Because of that sinful man and that sinful woman is dead and gone, they leave a little something behind. They leave a little residue. They leave a little residue. So that means that how you used to be, this is what Satan uses to try to pop back up in your life. He try to tell you how you used to be, or he try to send his children or his agents or his messengers or all different type of wickedness, or if it could be anything to try to get you back to that place to where you wasn't in Christ, to where you was in this world, acting of this world, saying the things of this world, you know, and just being foolish, you know, going to that place of death and destruction. So now that was inside of you, and this residue, it likes to hang around there. You still try to identify with the old man or the old woman or the old sinner. We are not sinners saved. We're not sinners that are in grace. So we need to stop identifying as being a sinful person. No, but when you became in Christ, when you gave Christ your life, you are born again. You are a new creature like never, ever been seen before. So stop identifying with the sinful man. Paul did not say that he was Saul. Paul did not say when he was Saul. Now, he persecuted Christians. But when he was met by Jesus, he was met by the light. And then Jesus told him that you should no longer be known as Saul, but Paul. He was standing up on that. No sins have I committed. Because he was not identifying as being that old person no more. What was on the inside of him now is what comes on the outside. The same as you, we are not sinners. We are saved by grace. We are Christian. So stop saying that I'm a sinner. No, that's the old you. and that should come out of you. Put the word of God on the inside of you every day. Now, since I was talking about that residue that likes to hang around, well, this is what you do for that residue. You put the word of God in you, which is the seed. That's the seed that you sow inside of you every single day. You put that word in you every single day. Because if you can see a thing, you can believe a thing, and whatever you believe, you will say. And what you say will come out of your mouth. And what comes out of your mouth is what you put into your mind and what you lay your eyes on. So now do that. Do that. And that will come on the outside. My wife said, I woke up in the middle of my sleep last night speaking in tongues, and it was quoting scriptures, so because I put that on the inside. I put that on the inside of me, and without trying, that just comes out. It comes out every single time. Hang around someone that says a lot of cuss words. You will begin to cuss too. When a situation comes, cussing going to come on the outside. What's on the inside of me? Ask my wife. She'll tell you, because I'll say that Christ is on the inside of me, but she might give you a little hint about something else that I don't know nothing about. But what's on the inside of you definitely will come on the outside of me. Amen.
Amen, amen. As y'all can see, yes, what's on the inside of him, he likes to teach and talk. So, amen, what's on the inside will definitely come out.
I told you she was going to tell me.
It will show itself up all the time. You just got tuning in to the preaching and the pastor show. We're talking about what's inside of you? What's in the inside of you? What's bothering you? What got you bogged down? You know, that is on the inside of you. And sometimes it's bubbling and it's waiting to come out. You know, we can act to be, we can pretend to be one way, but it's only so long that you can pretend to be that you want to be. And, you know, even the enemy, you know, even when you meet someone that's operating, it's one of Satan's agents, they're operating, acting like one way. But just keep watching. What's on the inside of them eventually is going to come out. And you go, aha. I knew it. I knew it was going to show up. Give it some time. What's on the inside of that person is going to, you don't even have to say anything. Just watch them. It's going to come out. So I asked today, what's inside of you? You know, we can look at this topic in several different ways. What's on the inside of you? What's bothering you? I mean, what's plaguing you? What's keeping you back? What's holding you back? What's worrying you? What got you to be the way that you are? You know, because a lot of us have this nature about us. You know, we don't know how to get rid of it, and some of us don't want to rid ourselves of it, and we want to pretend to be, you know, what people want us to be. But what's on the inside of you is going to eventually come out. If you have a hateful spirit, you know, if you're operating – if you're a person that's humble, guess what? That's going to show up. If you're a person that's operating in strife, guess what? Eventually, that's going to come out. All they got to do is say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, and what's on the inside of you is going to come out and show itself. It's going to rear its ugly head, as people would say, you know. But what's on the inside of you? But we want to talk about what do you put on the inside of you, because the Bible tells us, Jesus said, it's not what a man puts inside of him. It's what comes out of the man's mouth that defiles a man. So what is coming out of your mouth? What are you allowing to be released from your lips? Because we always talk about the power. And I was talking to my mom today, and I talked to my husband, because we all have to be careful what we speak over ourselves, over our family member, even when it comes down to, you know, us having health issues or marital issues or whatever it is, or our children. You know, stop declaring that my diabetes and my high blood pressure. You know, people start claiming these things, you know, my this and that, my migraine headaches, and you know, you start giving ownership to these things, and now you're not realizing that you're speaking these curses over yourself, and you know, you got to start putting things into you that are positive, like my husband say, the word of God, so that is coming out. You know, that's replacing the profanity, that's replacing the anger. Then you got the joy of the Lord, you know, so you got to be careful what you're putting inside of you, because that's what's going to come out, and what you've allowed to stay there. And some things are lying dormant. You know, some things are lying dormant, just waiting for the right time to come out and show up.
Amen.
So, you know, the thing
is
to cleanse yourself, ask God to purify and sanctify you with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, so that you can be clean. So whatever comes out of you is pure and clean. Whatever you come out of you is righteous and holy in the name of Jesus Christ. What's inside of you? You know, we have to examine ourselves. You know, I always tell my husband, you know, I always take the time to examine me, even if I say something to him, and understand that the enemy can use whoever is available that makes themselves available. You know, he was playing today. Is it okay for me to tell what you did today? Can I tell him what you did today?
Of course not. If you ain't read a book, then what did I do today? Well, go ahead, tell
it's
it.
A
go,
it's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. You were swearing.
Okay,
you were saying you was making up a song, and I said, you're laughing and joking about the book. I said, the enemy is using you.
Okay.
Even though you think it's funny, it's not funny. Your enemy is using you. He just kept singing and making up the song, and I said, you need to stop because you're being used by the enemy. What's inside of you will come out. You know, petty, just petty. Say too much. What's inside of you will come out. I'm going to take you all over to Matthew. This is Jesus speaking in Matthew. I didn't get off track here. Y'all forgive me. I'm just playing. Today we're in a playful mood. That's good. It's good to have time to just really enjoy and, you know, and laugh.
That's
you know,
right.
Be filled with joy. You know, you don't have to wait for nobody to make you laugh and enjoy life. You know, with decree and declare, I'm going to be happy today. You have a choice. I'm going to be happy today. I'm going to be at peace today. Decree and declare it over yourself. You have a choice to feel how you want to feel in any situation. I tell people that in a situation that is sad, you can have a choice to be happy. Happy in a situation that's good, you can choose to be sad or mad. You have a choice. I know people have been in situations say, why are you mad? You got everything and you upset. And how are you happy and excited and you done lost everything? You know, because you have a choice to feel how you want to feel. Believe it or not, in anything that's going on in your life, you have a choice to decide, you know what, I'm not going to let this affect me. I'm not going to break down
that's
today.
Right.
I'm not going to cry about
that's
this.
Right.
You know what, I'm going to just thank God in it. You know, you have a choice. You have a choice. You can decree and declare that I'm going to be happy today. Today is going to be a good day from the beginning. I said, I don't care what's going to happen today. Today is going to be a good day. I decree it and I declare, and it is so. And you walk in it. You walk in your good day. You don't let nobody, and it can come with all this mess. Not today. Today is a good day.
That's right.
You can tell me tomorrow,
right,
next month, but today is a good day. And you start your day out
day
like that, and no matter
right
what happens, today is a good day. And you walk in it, walk in your
that's
good
right
day, walk in your healing, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You ain't got to
yes
wait for nobody else to tell you today is a good day. Ain't nobody got to tell you that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. You ain't got to wait for nobody to
amen
tell you that. God will declare the thing for yourself. What's inside of you? Start putting positive things inside of you. Start feeding yourself the positive so that comes out. We know what comes out of you. It's what people are looking at, what's coming out of you. They're not worried about what you're putting in you. They worry about what's
well
coming out of you.
Well, go on, preach, preacher. Preach.
I'm preaching, preacher. Yes, hallelujah. We're going to go to Matthew 23. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 23 and 23, we're going to go
uh-huh
from, I'm sorry, y'all. Oh, I got off track here. I had a really, really good, okay, Matthew 23, I'm in the right spot. Matthew 23, and we're going to start at 25, and then we're going to go over from 25. You all follow me if you can. That's 23, verse 25, and we're going to go over to 20, let's go over to 30. So we're going to go 25 to 30. I'm going to slow down. I got excited. Yeah. My husband got me a cup of ice today from Sonics. He really knows me. He just really knows me. I'm just so
oh, yeah
excited.
You're doing a great job, too. Let the Holy Spirit use you. I'm proud of my
amen
wife. She's doing a great job. She's doing a great job. Let the Holy Spirit use you and
thank
take us
you
on this journey through Matthew.
I'm going to take you on the journey. Matthew 23,
amen,
verse 25. You all have it. Amen. We thank God. The Bible says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of
uh-huh
the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion, self-indulgence. Verse 26 says, blind Pharisees, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside
yeah
of them may be clean also. Verse 27 says,
uh-huh,
woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Verse 28 says, even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Verse 29 says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the mountains of the righteous, and say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets.
Amen.
We're going to stop right
amen
there.
Amen.
We'll start right there. Hallelujah. 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 What does the Bible say? I got to keep going. You can't stop this train, but I'm going to let you get
go
on.
Go ahead on.
Go ahead
there
for me.
Keep on going. Keep on going. You just read scripture right here. And every single scripture that you just read,
It have already embedded itself inside of you. Everybody that's listening to the scripture that have been read, this is one of the most important things that you can do is hear the word of God. Because once you hear the word of God, it's inside of you. Now, it's up to you if you let it be inside and you let it do what it's supposed to do. Amen.
Oh, God. Amen, amen. Jesus condemned the Pharisees here and the religious leaders for outwardly appearing saintly and holy, but inwardly remaining full of corruption and greed. Living our Christianity merely as a show for others is like washing a cup on the outside only. I don't know if you know people like that. They appear to be one way, but on the inside, it's something totally different. If you get the norm behind the closed doors, you know, if you get the norm late Saturday night, you get to see really, really, if you ride in a car with them, you know, you get to really see what's on the inside, because it's not, we're not concerned about what's on the outside, because what you get is what's on the inside. That's like meeting somebody. They look good, but you don't get to look good. You get what's on the inside. It's that good that's on the inside, because
that's
what you're going to get. You're not going to get what's on the outside. That's just to get you in. But when you Lord have mercy, it look good, but I want you to know that's just the exterior. You know, it's like when you do window shopping, they make it look good, and then you get in, you say, oh, that look good, and then when you go on the inside and you realize that ain't what it is at all.
Ain't what it looked like on the
mat. The Bible's saying to us.
Amen.
It ain't what it looked like on the mat. So living our Christianity merely as a show, make sure that's not you. Make sure you're not only on the outside, but it resonates on the inside. Whatever's on the inside of you will spew on the outside. It looks just like how you're operating. You know, because it's only so long that you can hide. It's only so long that you can act. It's only so long that you can walk around and charade and act like you like this. It's only so long that you're going to be able to wear the mask before it comes out. So Jesus is talking to the Pharisees. He's talking to them right here, the religious leaders. So when we are clean on the inside, our cleanness on the outside won't be a shame. Amen? It won't be a shame. Glory to the Most High God. What's in the inside of you? Amen. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. John 15, sticking to the topic. John 15, and we'll start right here at verse 1, since we are talking about what's on the inside of you. Now, over here in John 15 and verse 1, it reads here, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Now, this is Jesus speaking, right? He said that I am the vine, and my Father is the gardener. Now, and she said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges that it may bring forth more fruit. Three says, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Mm-hmm. And four reads, abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. Now, what's on the inside of you? Jesus said, he said right here that I am the vine, and you are the branches. Now, any branch that anybody that's trying to say that they are in me, but the fruit that you produce will come out your mouth is not the word of God, or is not my word, it's some other ill-spoken word. He said it's broken off and it's cast away, and then on down he said it's thrown into the fire. So you better be careful when you're trying to say that you are somebody and you're decreeing that you are Christ, but you're doing everything that's outside of what Christ would do done. Or have told you to do. Now, he said, abide in me. Now, abide means for you to be in me. That means to be in. That means on the inside. That's what abide means.
Yes.
And he said, I will abide in you. He said, if you are in me, that means if you are trusting in me and you are abiding in me, then I will be on the inside of you. You believe in me. When you believe in Christ, the Holy Spirit enters inside of you. And he said that you will bring forth fruit. But not just one fruit or two fruit. You're going to bring forth much fruit.
My
and the fruit
God.
That you
Hallelujah.
Produce is because of the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of you. It's working on the inside of you. It's Jesus Christ that's working on the inside of you. And it's God the Father Almighty that's working through you. what's on the inside of you, it definitely will come outside of you and produce that fruit. You can't do anything without Christ. All that you can do without Christ is wreak havoc in your life and wreak havoc in somebody else's life because you're trying to be like Christ without Christ. How are you going to be like God without God? You don't read the word of God, but you want to say that you are in God, but you don't put the seed. See, the word of God is the seed that you sow. Now, me and my wife were having Bible study a little bit earlier today, and it came up that hey, you know, when you put the word on the inside of you, it activates the Holy Spirit that's already inside of you. If you're walking around right now and you're walking around and you have sickness that's in your body, but you say that you are in Christ, that means you have the Holy Spirit inside of your body. The Holy Spirit is dwelling inside of you, is laying dormant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you have this sickness that's inside of your body and it's fighting against the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is on the inside. You have an unclean spirit fighting against a clean spirit that's on the inside of you. So why don't you just use the keys? Or why don't you just read the word of God? Why don't you take the word of God? Because when you take the word of God and put it on the inside, it activates, it looses the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of you. Because when you loose the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, the Holy Spirit will do what it needs to do to change your situation on the inside. Every organ, every cell, every tissue will be healed in the name of Jesus. And you will be decreeing and declaring these things in the name of Jesus. And then the Holy Spirit can come on the outside. So now when you go back to your doctor or to your pharmacist or your dentist or whoever, they say, I don't see nothing on the inside no more. They don't know how to explain that because you know how to explain that. You got the word of God that's on the inside of you, that's speaking to God that's on the inside of you, and it will come on the outside of you. You have too many gifts. God has given you too many gifts.
Amen.
He gave you a gift. He gave you gifts of tongues. He gave you gifts of healing. He gave you gifts of miracles. He gave you gifts of prophecy. He wants you to prophesy.
Amen.
He wants you to read his word.
Amen.
He wants you to stop allowing your situation to talk to you when you start talking to your situation. You have power and you have authority to command these things.
Yes.
Call these things that be not if they were.
Yes.
See, you have this power and authority. See, you've been given dominion over all of the earth and everything in it. That means any unclean spirit, any sickness or disease that's trying to dwell on the inside of you, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Because I am the righteousness of God. I have the Holy Spirit that operates inside of me. And I've been given power over you, sickness. Sickness is a curse. Sickness does not come from God. God does not cause anybody to be sick. God does not cause anybody to be depressed. Neither do he cause anybody to be worried or stressed out about anything. This is the work of Satan and Satan's agents. You're thinking about things, and the things that you're thinking about cause you to feel a certain type of way. And when you feel a certain type of way, it causes your body to break down. Your body break down because how you're thinking. Stop thinking these things. The way you stop thinking these things is use the word of God. You capture these thoughts with the word of God. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5 says that. You capture thoughts with the word. You don't capture feelings. You don't capture these spirits just by trying to think of it. Use your word. We are spoken words, so you speak the word. Let that come out of you.
Amen. I've just been tuning into the preaching of Pastor Shaw. What's inside of you? I was trying to jump on that train. You know, you was going fast. You wouldn't try to let me jump on the train, but glory to God. What's inside of you? We're talking about today. If you just been tuning into the preaching of Pastor Shaw. You know, it's important that some people don't even realize what's on the inside of them. It's like, somebody had to point it out. You know, what's on the inside of you? You know, examine yourself. Am I really like that? Because if you keep hearing that over and over from someone saying you're this way, you're that way, that's how you are, you know, that's what's on the inside of you, you need to examine yourself. Say, wait a minute, over time, if I keep hearing this about me, is that really how I am? Is that really how I operate?
Right.
You have to ask yourself. You know, examine yourself.
That's right.
Examine yourself. You uproot that seed with all its roots and tentacles. As we're talking about what's inside of you, I want to take you all to Matthew chapter 7, you all, chapter 7, verse 15 through 20. That's, again, so you can write that down, Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 through 20, the Bible says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves.
Yes.
You will know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Verse 18 says, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Verse 20 says, therefore, by their fruits you will know them. What's in the inside, hallelujah, what's in the inside will come out. Watch and see. So what is the Bible saying here? See, false prophets were common in the Old Testament times. They prophesied only what the king and the people wanted to hear, claiming it was God's message. Now, false teachers are just as common today. Jesus says to beware of those whose words sound religious, but who are motivated by money, fame, or power. You can tell who they are because in their teaching they minimize Christ and glorify themselves. And when we look at verse 20 here, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, therefore, by the fruits you will know them. We should evaluate teachers by their words, by examining their lives, just as a tree are consistent in the kind of fruit they produce. So good teachers consistently exhibit good behavior and high moral and characters as they attempt to live out the truths of Scripture. So this does not mean we should have a witch hunter throwing out church school, you know, throwing them out of church school, anything like that, you all, throwing out the teachers or the pastors or others who are less than perfect. But every one of us is subject to sin, and we must show the same mercy to others that we need for ourselves. So when Jesus talks about bad trees, he means teachers who deliberately teach false doctrine. So we must examine the teachers' motives, the direction they are taking, and the results they are seeking. Amen? It is very important, you all, if you're just now tuning in, we're talking about what's inside of you. And then do you want to rid yourself of that thing that's inside of you that is not Christ-like? Do you want to get rid of that? Are you tired of operating? Because and I say this to people that know me. I say, we all know there's something about ourselves. There's something about you. You know that thing that's about you that you know you need to change, that you know you need to get rid of, that you know you need to be delivered from. It's something about you. Mm-hmm. You know if you're quick to anger. You know if you'll go off. You know if ain't nobody looking, your take was not yours. You know it's just there's something about you. You kind of bypass. You know, you've never mind. You know, it's something about you. I'm not talking about nobody. I'm just saying, you know that it's something about you. You say, and you know, and people have said it over and over, and you're selfish. You know you have that selfish nature. You know it's something about you. You know, and I'm not talking about nobody. I'm just speaking in general. I ain't said no name, but you know it's something about you on the inside that you need to change. Yeah. And guess what? The answer is Jesus. Change come. When you get Christ, you get change. If you're just now tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show, we got a few more, we got about 11 minutes left in the show, but we want to remind you all that we have Bible study every Wednesday at 7. Last night, Bible study was so good, at least for me. I enjoyed it. I ate so good. I was full.
Yeah.
And so we want to invite you all out to join us every Saturday at I'm sorry, I said Saturday. I'm thinking about prayer. Every Wednesday at 7 p.m. To our conference prayer line, and it's the number is 978-990-5417, and the access code is 434-1580 pound. Again, that number is 978-990-5417, access code 434-1580 pound. We will start having prayer. A prayer call, I'm not sure when God tells us to have our prayer line open up. Right now we have a prayer line for our family members, and eventually we'll have one for the church where people can, you know, call in for prayers. So we trust in God for that to come, so you all will be able to call in for prayer. And we're looking forward to that because we all need prayer. We do coming together to pray, to help us to be able to change. You know, and that's one of the prayers that I pray is, God, change me, Lord, from the inside out. Lord, change me, oh God. I want to be changed. Make me over, creating me a clean heart, oh God. Do a new thing in me. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. But call anyhow. Regardless
call
if we
anyhow.
Got the prayer line open anyway, but call anyhow.
Call
because
anyhow.
Two or more
Amen.
Gathered together as touching and agreeing. God said, there I am in the midst.
In the
because
midst.
Of
Hallelujah.
That. Because of that.
we should never forsake the assembly of ourselves. We should never tell somebody about what's going on with them. I'm talking about the ones that you trust. Don't tell somebody you don't trust going on with you.
My
so I
want
to go here to James right quick here. I want to go here to James 4 and 7. James chapter 4 and verse 7.
Yes,
and
yes,
it reads
yes,
right
yes.
here, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist
yes.
the devil, and he will flee from you.
Yes.
See, now, what this right here is saying is submit yourself. That means to give it all over to God. Give it all over to God.
Give it all over to God.
Everything that you have all over to God. I think over there, even over there in Acts, over there in Acts 2, he says, cast your cares on me. I think it's in Hebrews as well. Cast your cares on me because I'm the one that cares for you. Resist
Jesus.
The devil means to actively fight. That means actively fight. Don't you just sit there and just tolerate any kind of foolishness, any kind of sickness or disease, any kind of thought that called itself on exalt itself higher than Christ that's living on the inside of you. Don't you sit there and just let your mind just play tricks on you. See, in the, back in the 90s, there was a song called Check Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself. And that is true today. You better check yourself and you check yourself by the word of God. Check those thoughts. These are the words of Satan. These words of Satan agents are trying to get you to feel a certain type of way. Resist.
Thank you, Lord.
Resist means to fight. That's what resist the devil and he will flee. That means fight him.
Jesus,
we'll be praying for God to God, the devil is messing with me or my mind is playing tricks on me. God said, I've already told you to resist the devil. We asking God to do something, and God said, I've already given you power and authority over Satan. You get them off of you. You get them off him by who I sent. I already gave you a perfect spirit. You have a perfect spirit, and plus you have my spirit. I've created you in the likeness and the image of me, and I gave you the Holy Spirit. I gave you tongues. I gave you all different types of things. I gave you promise. I gave you commandments. I gave you my word. While you're sitting there tolerating all this foolishness, get them off of you. You are my child.
Amen.
Get them off of you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So now these words, last thing I want to say, these words, the word of God, is seed. This is the seed. When you get the word of God, it's kind of as the seed. You plant it on the inside of your heart. And then now you water it. You can just plant a seed, but you water it. That means you believe in it. The word that you read every single day, you water it every single day. That means you read it and believe it. Read it and believe it, then expect for your harvest. Expect for these fruits. Expect for these things to show up in your life. Expect it for it to show up in your life because it will. God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you no matter what. And he said that he loved you. And because God loved you, he gave you his word, and he gave you his son, and he gave you the Holy Spirit, have faith in it. That means believe in him. That means trust in him. That means use him. Because he's a gift.
Amen.
He's a gift. And rehearse it every single day. Rehearse the word of God every single day. Amen.
Amen. Just tuning into the Preaching the Pastor Show. We're talking about what's inside of you. And I'm just going to, we have about 6 minutes left in the show, and I definitely want to give you all these scriptures. And first I'm going to go with 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, you all. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 through 6. The Bible says, now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. Verse 6 says, he who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. So how can we be sure that we belong to Christ? So the passage gives us two ways to know. If you do what Christ says and live as Christ wants, what does Christ tell us to do? So John answered, here, he said, believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. True Christian faith results in loving behavior. That is why John says that the way we act can give us assurance that we belong to Christ. What's in you. To walk just as he walked or living as Christ did doesn't mean choosing 12 disciples, performing great miracles, and being crucified. We cannot merely copy Christ's life. Much of what Jesus did had to do with his identity as God's son. So the fulfillment, his special role is dying for our sin in the culture context of the first century of Roman world. To walk today as Christ did was we must obey his teachings and follow his example of complete obedience to God and loving service to people. What's inside of you, if that it is inside of you, then we can operate according to God has called, the way God has called us to operate in Christ. And one of the scriptures as we close out, the Bible says, and it's going to be 1 John as well, but it's going to be chapter 1, verse 9. The Bible said, if we confess our sins, and it's talking about what's inside of you, to rid yourself, that's what's inside of you, to cleanse yourself, to get on the right track with God. The Bible said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. What's inside of you?
Amen.
That's the question, what's inside of you? And this is the time of our show where we have food for thought and then we'll pray after. Amen.
Okay, great word that went forth tonight. Oh, my goodness, great word that went forth tonight. I can't say that it didn't change me. It didn't change me. And we're going to, since I said that, that's going to be the fruit for thought of tonight. What changes you or what is changing you? Now,
Jesus.
What should change you? You should be changing for the better. You should not be changing for the worse. God has his way in your life. And stop letting someone else other than God have his way in your life. Because anything other than God operating in your life is leading you to a place where you don't want to be. And that's death. And that's destruction. And that's living a life, being alive, but being dead. Or being alive and living in hell when you should be living in grace and harmony as God intended. Amen.
Amen. If you just tuned into the preaching of the pastor show, we're talking about what's inside of you. We want to decree and declare right now, never again over ourselves right now, to come against that thing that we know inside of us that we need to change, that we need to uproot. You know, decree and declare, never again will we allow words of doubt and unbelief to come out of our mouths. Never again will we allow cursing and bitterness to come out of our mouths in the name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we allow profanity to come out of our mouths. Never again will we allow lying to come out of our mouths. Never again will we allow evil words to come out of our mouths. Never again we allow our backbiting tongue to be a part of our lives. Never again we murmur or complain in the name of Jesus Christ. So never we decree and declare that never again we allow our tongue to be out of control, but we will bridle our tongue. Never again we allow filthy conversation to come out of our mouths. We decree and declare that never again will we allow critical words to come out of our mouths. Never again we allow our tongue to be used for evil. Never again we allow gossip in our lives. Never again will we keep silent when we should speak. Never again. Can you decree that over yourself, decree and declare that over yourself, never again. Amen. This has been a wonderful show. I thank God for all that has tuned in tonight. May God bless everyone that tuned in. Bless your household, all that you're asking God for. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that God will answer your prayers according to his will and plan for your life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask God for those that are in prayers for a healing, a need, the healing of tonight, oh God, Lord, that you will send your word to heal in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, and we love you, Father God. We ask for that.
Thank
you would just have your way, oh God. Lord, we just want to give it. Lord, we give it all over to you, Lord God. And not that we want to, Lord, we give ourselves to you so that you can use us, Father God. So, Lord, we thank you on tonight for using us, me and my husband on tonight, Father God. It is all about you, oh God. It's not about us. And we just want to say thank you for the use, oh God. Lord, we love you more and more and more each day. We thank you all again for tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show. We've been Fridays and norm. Tomorrow's Friday, right? This week's go by so fast.
Right.
Fridays is going to be our recap of a show on demand. So tomorrow night we'll have a show on demand that we ran. So if you want to tune in tomorrow, please do so. It's always good to hear the word again because you always seem to get another revelation of the show when you hear it again. A lot of times we'll listen back to it and we get a good revelation. We get fed again. You know, it's like having chicken again. You know, it's
That's
even
right.
better the second time around. Amen. So,
hey, even listening to it. We listen to our own show on Fridays, and I get a lot from it.
Yeah, I get a lot from it too. So God bless you all. Tune in tomorrow night at 8 p.m. On Monday at 8 p.m., we'll be back on the air. God bless you. We love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
I love
Amen.
You.
Amen. I love you as well.
Good night. Come on home, girl. Say, set me free.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair.